Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. You didn't do anything special. You certainly didn't deserve it. But someone generously gave of their time or gave a gift far greater than you could have imagined. The giver of the gift had no intention of receiving anything in return. It was pure generosity. That kind of generosity can be contagious. If you've been the recipient of such a generous gift and truly appreciate it, you can't help but mimic that generosity. Consider God's generosity. Even if one does not recognize it, all that a person has is from God's hand. God may even bless you with more than what you truly need. Even if one does not realize that Jesus gave up the riches of his heavenly throne and became poor for you to become rich in God's mercy. However, when we do realize this and in faith receive this incredible gift of God's grace, we can't help but let it overflow to others. That kind of generosity is contagious. A Christian church in the ancient city of Corinth, in response to God's generous gift of salvation, was collecting a monetary gift for others in need hundreds of miles away. When they heard of other congregations also giving a gift of support, they too wanted to join in. In doing so, not only did they meet a real need, but their generosity spilled over into praise and thanks to God. It inspired others to be generous. The kind of generosity that ultimately comes from God is contagious. First, receive God's generosity as the gift it truly is. Be blown away by the over-the-top gift that God has given through Jesus, and let it spread. Let it overflow. If you have possessions to share with others in need, if you have time to give to someone who needs a listening ear, if you have skills to share, whatever you have, it's from the Lord. Share it to His glory. Lord, thank you for every gracious gift you've given. Let that generosity overflow in my life in thanksgiving to you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.